Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long time.
Wow, that was Stand By, and we are standing by, because today is Thursday, and you know what Thursday does. Thursday brings us all the fun that you've ever imagined, and two delightful ladies who are going to entertain you, have fun with you, and show you why Psychics Gone Wild is wild. I am Jethro Everett Smith. I am the gentleman who started this and founded this with the guides and the attempt of a lot of individuals. I've had a lot of emails this week asking me, why do you do this and where is the name? Well, the reason why, we do it because we love to help people. It's a fun way to do it, and those of you who know about the Sixth Sense should call in Psychics Gone Wild and let us show you what we do, and we'd be welcoming to have you talk with us and see what you do. I had a lot of interviews and a lot of questions today that are listening into the show. Please go to iTunes, psychicsgonewild.com, or if you prefer, if you hit our apps page, psychicsgonewild.com, you can also set up a time and schedule a reading right there on the site. Automatically will put you through to the telephone number and everything there. I had a lot of friends come through, and as you guys know, there's a lot of them. Today we're going to bring you two phenomenal ladies, starting with a born with a gift and ability to be able to heal and work with individuals on a one-on-one or in a group basis. We're talking here a psychic teacher who's able to not only help with your disabilities, but one of the teachers that we're going to have here offering the classes that you guys want to take, and that is Dina Flanagan of Maine. Dina, how are you today?
I'm awesome. It is a beautiful day here. You can't get much better than this. It's in the 70s. It's sunny, and it's just gorgeous. The leaves are all changed color. It's just wonderful.
Love that. And it is here in Florida, too. And I wanted to tell the friends back home that it's snowing on. You deserve it, because they've been teasing me about living here in this hot weather and how can I live in Florida and all the things. There's only 1 month here in Tampa that's really intense, and it's not that bad. But there's a word called air conditioning, and I love it, and I use it. So all of the friends who are writing us, Dina's having good weather in Maine, and I'm having wonderful weather in Florida. Now let's get our tripod here. Let's bring in our other friend. This is Jan Bach Drakey. Those of you know her in the room, and she's always writing you as Jan and Steve. No, she's not got multiple personalities. She's married to Goose. She has a husband named Steve, and he's a phenomenal person. Jan and Steve is who she goes by in there, and she's your friend who helps you in the room, who does the readings, talks with you, shows you where to get to the website, where to get our good books and products. She's had the ability and has always been able to work with this energy. Not too long ago, me and Jan met through a radio station, and I was fortunate enough to be able to be the honored person to get to read her. I realized right away when I read Jan that there was not only an ability there to work with people, Jan has just a raw, positive energy. Just like Dina and me had to have her in here because we are wild. And Jan, Bach Drakey, you're out there in Vegas. How is Vegas?
Oh, it's great. We're also having a beautiful day today. It's so sunny out, and it looks like it's going to be warmer, and I think we're going to be in the late 70s, so I'm glad to hear that you guys are having a nice day, too, and we are, too, and thanks for that introduction. That was awesome, Jethro. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. We're here today, and we're right up your alley with the conversation. We're going to start out with totems, and I have a lot of questions here. We're going to start with Dina. Dina, I am an individual who's had three experiences where I keep having this animal. I'm not sure if this animal is my totem or this animal is a pet of mine. It looks like a very large German Shepherd. I did have a German Shepherd as a child, but unfortunately I was afraid of it. And most of my time was spent not playing or really dealing with the animal, but letting my sister do this. Sadly, my sister has passed on to the other side, and I have tried for 3 years to talk to my sister on the other side. Can you tell me if this animal is trying to tell me something, or... it can't be my sister, can it?
Yeah, I'm feeling it's your sister's energy. She's sending it as sort of like, because that's how you know it would be her, because of the whole, you know, connection there. But so I feel like it's your sister that's trying to get through to you, but she was close to the German Shepherd, so that's how she's kind of trying to do it. So, yes, you can talk to her, talk to this animal when it comes to you as your sister.
And all of you looking today on the website, I put that up there with the dogs checking, and we just did a show on this, me and Pamela Cummings, about the animals. Dina is exactly right when we're talking about energy. Those of you who had this in instance or you're working with the animals, Jan, if someone were to ask you that their animal was a dog, could you explain to someone who has like a pet, a domestic pet as a totem, and it's not a bad or good thing, it's just...
I didn't quite hear the very last thing, but you said... if they had an animal as a totem as a dog, would be a really, domesticated animals are fine as totems. The dog would be a great totem to have too. And they are very strong with having good faith, and they help you with appreciation in many creative ways. And they love and cherish you. They're totally loyal. They'd be a great totem to have. If somebody who has a dog totem would be someone who likes to volunteer for all kinds of different services, and loyalty is one of the main attributes for the dog, and so it's a nice totem to have. And domesticated animals are great totems. Some people I've read don't acknowledge maybe domesticated animals, but it seems like the people that I'm studying under do. And so I think it's just fine as far as what I'm knowing and learning.
I love that, Jan, and I agree with you very much. And you're telling me that one of the callers here, an emailer, is writing to me and telling me from Facebook, they had spoke with you on the show, Jan. You said they had a horse totem. Well, they think they found their stuff. They want to tell everybody. They want the world to know that they have found another person with a horse totem, and they actually saw the totem as they were sitting in a restaurant. The problem is the stud is married to someone else. The person knows that the husband is not very happy. Should they address this, and how do they bring this up about talking their totems when other people shouldn't look? Ooh, this is it. We got an adult one today, you guys. Okay. Okay.
What was she asking again? I'm sorry.
She has
a horse totem.
She has a horse totem. Uh-huh. You've been told her this, and she's confirmed it. And now she saw a man in a restaurant who has also has a horse totem. She's realized he's her stud. She's saying that she would like to be with him. There is a little bit of a problem.
Oh.
He is married, and his wife and him are not getting along. Should she say anything about the totem, or should she stay quiet, is what she's asking you.
Oh, well, I mean, I think it's nice to talk about horse totems with your a friend of yours. If they have a horse totem, sure. I think that's perfectly fine. I probably wouldn't want to get involved maybe too much with that person if they're still married. That's just my opinion, but I don't know all the details of that, too. You know, that depending on what that whole situation is all about, I'd probably want to just wait it out until the two of them figured out their situation and that he was more free and available. But if they're talking as friends and he has a horse totem too, oh, sure, why not? I mean, it's nice to talk about your totems with each other, and it's kind of neat if he has a horse totem too, if that gives them a nice connection for sure.
Exactly.
I'm not trying to put any judgment on what my opinion is on what she's doing with the relationship, though. That's totally up to her, and I'm not going to tell her what to do or anything. I don't mean to do that. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying.
It is a hard one. I got a little nervous myself. Now, we're going to put it over to our honorary girl. Dina, what would you say about this? I mean, this is a big one.
You know, I agree with Jan 100%. The thing is that maybe that's why you're attracted to this person, is because you have that connection of the horse totem and you feel this spiritual sort of connection. Now, a spiritual connection doesn't always mean it's going to be a love connection. You know, like Jethro and I have a spiritual connection and that's it. You know, we're friends, spiritual connection. And so, and we have a lot in common and a lot to talk about, but that's as far as that goes. And so there's the different connections that you have. And so I feel like, yes, explore that connection, but don't look at it like it's supposed to be a love connection just because it feels like you have that. And for sure, it's nothing but hurt and heartache if you get involved with a married person.
Exactly, you know, and as a male, I do encourage the fact, like, just like Jan said, we know you always want to talk and you want to do things. This is where you get into the complication. We have an individual here writing on the other side who's saying their totem is hurt, and Dina, they want to know how spiritually they can heal their totem, and have you ever worked with people to heal their totem along with their soul?
I have, because I heal souls. And whatever that takes to heal that soul, like whatever comes in with you, I do. So I have done that if needed. Most of the time it's not needed because the totem is actually there to strengthen you as it is anyway. So a lot of times you don't even have to do that.
An old student here of mine, Marcy's writing us and asking us, Jethro, I remember you from Psychic Boot Camp, and we had such a blast. I remember your classes and working out. Have you learned to stop trying to be a psychic comedian and maybe be more serious? Kidding, I loved your show. Thank you, Marcy. And your question, Marcy's question here today is, working with us, looking without seeing, or seeing energies and auras, does anybody here, any of us, have any ideas for her that can help her? I remember you, Marcy. Marcy had a very good ability of being clairaudient. She also learned to use what we call the angel telephone. Those of you who've taken classes know what I mean. She was very adept at the angel telephone. But was working on her psychic abilities with different psychics that were there, and me, to be able to see the energy. So let's start with Jan, and then we'll go around the table, and each of us give you our advice on how we would help you with a way to see better and look at the auras.
Well, for me, it's always through meditation that I'm able to see mostly everything that I'm able to see. And so I start with that, and I do my protections first with the white light of the Holy Spirit, always surround myself with that. And then I go into my meditations, and I do it's a chakra cleanse meditation. I do that whole thing, and then I'm able to, and then it goes into the higher colors, supposedly the higher colors, which is purple and the turquoise and et cetera. And then once I do that, for me personally, that's when I'm able to see energy and see spirits and get messages, and that would be my, that's just my experience. That's all, that's what I know right now. And I do prayers also. So that's how I do it. That's what I would recommend.
Okay, and Dina, what would you suggest as a helper?
Well, I don't see auras like that crinoline photography, like you go get your picture or a picture done. I don't see auras like that. What I see is, first of all, it comes in through my third eye. I see it in my third eye, your aura or your colors. What is another way? If you actually want to see it with your regular eyes, they say you practice it looking like a half a foot out from somebody's body, so around in their energy field. So if you can just practice it and kind of just see if you can see colors. So, but myself, I don't see it that way. I see it right through the third eye. I can see the colors right there, the ones that are around you. I also get a feeling with it. You know, I feel your energy. I see your energy. So that's how I do it. So everybody has a different way of seeing it. And everybody thinks you need to look at it, somebody and just see these vibrant colors all around them. That's not how it works for everybody.
Very true, Dina. And as your psychic Jethro, I'm also letting you guys know that 10 years ago, I was doing a class in the Rocky Mountains. The point that Dina just brought up, everybody was focusing so much on the other intent and doing the energies. They were just putting on the pressure on their sixth eye and on the sixth chakra. You also can feel and sense and a knowing feeling. If you're an empathetic reader, you will feel the energy around. So for me, I'm giving you advice a little bit, Marcy. I remember you in the levels. You need to get your place. You need to start out right out in your house, and you need to go through. And the angels are telling me you need to sense your spot and find that place that is psychically strong for you. And then you'll be able to go through that way and see that together. Well, we've got to help you guys a little bit. We better go to the phones because they're pushing and they're saying names. I'm not sure it's nice. We're going to take 956. You're our first caller today. Dina, go ahead.
Hello? 956?
Hello? Okay, we're going to take on, we're going to go right on. If 956 is not available, 956?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I just wanted to know, well, you just told me that I was going to meet somebody in October, and I did. But I just wanted to know if it was going to work out or not.
I told you?
Somebody did. I don't remember who.
Oh.
Give us your name so we know who you are. We talked to a lot of people that have fallen in love in this world.
Jennifer.
Jennifer. So you met somebody in this October, right now, this month. And
actually, I met him like 2 months ago, but then we went out. We started in the beginning of October. We had a one-night stand, but now he says that he disrespected me and feels awkward about it.
What's that? I say that again.
We met about 2 months ago. We started going out in October, and we had a one-night stand, but now he says that he feels awkward, like he disrespected me.
Yes, right. That's what I hear, disrespect. Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like this person has some stuff he's still working through, like from past relationships. Was he recently out of one?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because that's what I feel like he's going through. So it's not really you per se or personal. It's growth and stuff that he's going through. So you're going to have to be a little patient with that if you want it to, you know, proceed. But I have, right now it's touch and go. I feel it's touch and go. So because unless he can work through his stuff, there's not a lot you can do. This is his journey, his path, as much as you want it. So if you're a little patient, and understandable, and just be, you know, keep it light right now, then I think he might come around.
Yeah, because it's not the same anymore. I mean, I'm okay with it, but he's not.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it has to do with stuff he's just come through.
Okay, and if it doesn't work out with him, will there be somebody else later?
Yes. Probably I'm seeing around December, January, if not around December, January. If not with this person.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Jan?
Uh-huh. I saw the camel right away, and it talks about the camel being more than ever, it's time to trust your own intuition, guidance, and pay close attention to your senses and what they're telling you. You have a lot more energy and durability for the task ahead than you think you do.
Mm-hmm.
And the road ahead may be difficult, but you won't have a lot of, you may not have as much support as you might need, but take it with complete trust that you have everything you need. And so they're asking you to actually rely on your inner resources a little bit more, and that you will succeed through all of this. So it looks like you're going to be, you'll be okay through this, and basically, and that you have a lot of strength inside of you to handle this with him.
Okay, cool.
Good luck.
Thank
I hope
you.
It works out.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling in, Jennifer. And we have a little special tonight. We're going to let you guys know only today, for those of you who want a really good email reading. We've had a lot of conflict with people getting there. And Maddie, if you're listening in, I sent your necklace out yesterday, and they said in 2 days you will have it. So let me know, Maddie, when you get your necklace. I can't wait to see what you think of our Ladies of Wrangell jewelry. We'll be giving away a prize today again. We've got lots of prizes. We've got stuff that we'll be giving away on Psychics Gone Wild throughout the month. And with these email readings, this is how you guys help keep doing this. You like to see Psychics Gone Wild. Take and sit down. Take a picture. Be a recent one or one within, I like to say within about a month, wouldn't you, Dina? You want to get it pretty close to your energy now. Take that picture and then email it. And you would email it to Dina. And I'm going to go ahead here and give you the information, and then I'll have Dina verify me. It's ESSENCEOT@AOL.com. Right?
Yes, SSOT@AOL.com.
SSOT@AOL.com. If you guys get lost, get a hold of me at Psychics Gone Wild and say, go through, and I'll send it to you again. But Dina's willing to give you a very good October special. This is only because Halloween's coming. We're having fun. If you want a treat, you want to get some questions answered, you want to get your email done, get a hold of Dina at that email. Send her a picture. I usually have you guys do one or two questions because I want to know what you want to do. Dina, how do you want to do it?
I usually do, the special I'm running is $20 a question. But, you know, if you have two, maybe it'd be $30, you know.
And you guys can get that deal and get to see with Dina and check it out and have that email. Let us know. Also, those of you who put in for this, now this is the kicker, because when you put in for it and you have an email reading by me, Jan, or Dina, and we're going to get Jan's address. Don't go anywhere. You guys will get also, if you'd like to have a totem reading or animal reading with Jan, those all three count. So you put in an email reading, you get put in a contest to win some really good big prizes. One of the prizes is a CD by yours truly, Psychic Jethro. It's How to Call Your Totems. It was done at the American Federation. I only have four of them here. Everything else is sold out, but one of them will be given in there. Living in the Psychic Realm, signed by Jethro, will be in there. We also have Jeteno Vivo's meditation CD for Christmas. That will be in there. This will be a Christmas basket that you will be put in. You'll be put in the contest if I want to be a pet turtle, sea turtle's parent. And the winner of that on my birthday, November, will be giving a certificate that adopting your sea turtle here in Florida. You get to name the sea turtle. It's a young baby sea turtle. You get to name it. They will let it loose. Usually it's Costa Rica, or sometimes they do them here in Florida. They will let the baby loose. It will be tagged, and you will hear about your baby through the course. Those of you who wanted to take care of Tampa Red, who's also my adopted baby, you guys can do that. She's 31 pounds. She's swimming right now. She's eating a lot of food and swimming around in circles. She took after me. But those kind of contests, you've got to get the email so that you can get in. I had people say, I'm winning stuff. I win for you guys, and I don't ever win. You will win. Alan, you also got your bracelet sent out, and we're going to be giving away some more of those bracelets today. So those in the site, those on the numbers, hang on, because we'll be doing it through the show. Jan, please give them your email address so people can put in and get a – I think you do a totem one. Am I correct? Yours is like $20, and then you they send you the picture, and you do a couple paragraphs of what their totem is and what you feel for them, and you send?
Yeah. Yes. And I wasn't – okay. it's J-A-N jandrake007@hotmail.com. jandrake007@hotmail.com.
And you guys, if you're having a hard month, still send it. And I had a person, they wrote it to me, and I do that. I do like a $5 or $10. I can help you. One question, all she had, and she goes, would you look at my aura and do this? I will do that. It helps you. It helps us. Let's keep Psyche's Gone Wild on the air. You guys are doing a favor for us. We've always been a free organization. We do this, so obviously, you guys hear us. But more importantly, we do this so that we can give this stuff away. We have this month coming up, Je Taino. We have Janine Reagan Sinclair back from Crystal Key Healing Foundation. We have Dina Flanagan in Maine. We have Jan Drake in Vegas. We have other individuals that are coming in, Amy Kavanaugh in Jacksonville. What we want and what we need for you guys is we want you to do these emails, and you also get to see your reader. I had someone tell me, and I will tell you guys, I'm $120 an hour. That's why you guys get a little bit here on the radio, and then you do it, because you get to see what type of reader. If we were to go to a fair, it would be like, you know, 200 of us sitting there. You guys would be walking in, and you're like, hey, Dina's a nice blonde. She's very attractive. But Jan seems to have a nice smile, and Jennifer's a little crazy. Which way do I want to hear this reading? So then you get to do it. So this radio is giving you guys that way. We have been in business. We're looking at soon 2 years. We are looking at avenues for you guys. We will be doing this with the emails and things. You can join, and you can have, I want a psychic, and I want them now. You can go into our psychic chat, and there'll be one of us in there to help you. And this is a membership thing where we're going to do this for those of you who are our fans. You can catch us there. You're going to be invited, and you can come in. One of the really excellent contests, we've had someone come up with a really good idea, is they wanted to have, where they were able to have a psychic at hand for a month. And I agreed. I've seen this experience work before and do very well, and we're looking at that. But for you guys to do this, we do need to have you do try out those emails. You're getting a really good deal. I know someone right now, because just email reading, she makes $185, and that's all she does. And it's exactly what we're offering to you today for $20, or, and you know, the case if you want two, we're living with it, $30. So you can't beat this offer. We got everybody just found the phone, so we're going to go back to the phones, and this is Psyche's Gone Wild. Remember those email addresses. Dina, have you ever had somebody who has emailed you, and then they tell you they're going to pay you later, and then they kind of forget?
Yes, I have. I have done that. Yeah. It happens. You know, you just kind of got to, you got to remember that this is our time and our services, and this is what we do. And we try to help people, and we hope that it's the same and enjoys us and you know, has the same respect for us.
That's why you guys go with us. Me and Dina are American certified psychics. That means we're true, we're accurate, we've done this for many years, we have a credibility behind us, and we were tested and verified to be actual real psychics. So then you go ahead and you do this. I had a lady that, and it's a good example of what being said, it happened. I had someone who I went ahead and did the reading for. I was in a situation where I was really busy. After I did the reading, then she basically let me know 2 days later that she wanted another reading. Thankfully, I had a friend who just was there who let me use their computer. I had a funny feeling like that. I don't want to have to read your wallet, or I don't want to have to read. What I want to do is I want to help you. Long story short, I had done this reading for her. She never did pay the first one, which I gave her a deal at. Second story short, now there's odd karma. So if you hear me out there and you live in Georgia, I'm very sorry, but I have blocked your number, and it hurt my feelings to realize that I gave you a deal. I worked very hard to do this. I took out time from my meal to sit down and work with you to have you do that. And that's why I'm trying to get you guys to understand, to get a reading, you just set it up, do an email, and you don't have all that hassle on the phone, and they're affordable.
And don't forget, what you put out, you get back. So you don't want that kind of karma coming back at you.
Exactly, with a psychic. You know, here we have this gift, and I know the higher power gave me this gift. This could be called a gift or a curse. I'm sitting here putting out raw energy, and like you said, Dina, you know, it comes back. I was so hurt with it. I realized then that from now on, if people call my phone and they schedule, or you guys can see on my website, I have my own schedule there set up, because, you know, it wasn't about the fact of that. It was about the fact of value, the fact that, like Dina said, we give our time and energy. We love all you guys, and I want to help everybody. I would love to do this. That's why we're giving you these discounts. Catch us now. Do a discount, okay? I got $20. I'll write Guthrie. What happened to my Aunt Sarah? Why is my hair red? Who kissed the dog? Whatever question you got. Then we sit down. I look at the picture. I write it out to you, and I work hard. You work hard, and we both feel valued. So definitely get into those email readings. Try one with Dina. Try one with Jan. And then as we get into all these contests and when we hit Christmas, you guys remember what happened last Christmas? We gave prizes away 2 and 3 times a day. Ladies of Wrangle in New York has given us jewelry. We've got that. Gaetano has given us some CDs and books. Gary Wimmer has brought in books. And we got a surprise Pamela Cummings. We've got some of her books. These books are going to be given away all around Christmas. If you want to be a part of it, send in, put in, and help with this. I had an email done. If you got 3 chances, I've had 3 emails done. Dina did
office reading 30 minutes before.
And that was my phone letting me know that I have to work. But we will also work out where you guys have got in on this thing. So just definitely get in on these contests. We're giving away a lot of prizes. We gave away book CDs, and we gave away Friday night, we gave away 6 bracelets, a necklace, and a CD, all within 25 minutes of the show. These are people that are helping sponsor us and help. We're helping you guys. Help us by, you know, throw us a reading now and then, you know, kind of throw us a bone, guys. 818, how are you tonight?
Hello.
Thank you for calling in. Yeah, we can hear you. Great. Would you like to ask a question?
Yes, hi. I'm really interested in your show. You guys sound very, very good. I'm interested. I'm not really sure which one I should ask, if it should be about my career or my love life. So whatever you guys want to tell me, I'm open to hear.
Well, give us your name here, and then we'll start out. And Jan, let's do a little different here. Let her. You can pick up her totem by her name and her energy. If you give her your name, then we'll go from that. And then Dina come in and fill out what she feels, what she's picking up from you. How's that?
Okay, great. Yasmin?
Sure. Yasmin?
Yes.
Uh-huh. As soon as I heard your voice, I saw this moose. Now, I just want to let you know that the totem animals, and you may already know this, they come in sometimes just to help us through situations, et cetera. And it may not be your power animal. It may just be an animal that's coming in to help you for a certain time. You know what I mean? And then if it is your power animal, it would be an animal that would come through on a regular basis. But as soon as I heard your voice, boom, I thought it was a deer at first, but it's not. And then it said moose, and I go, oh, okay. So anyway, I'll just give you a basic rundown of what the moose means. I haven't even asked you what your question is. But it says you can feel proud of your recent accomplishment and share it enthusiastically with others, not to be boastful or competitive, but the simple joy of sharing. It's important to encourage others with their dreams and vision, supporting with their triumphs. You have the strength and ability to endure this emotionally turbulent time. Others will be soon looking to you for direction, inspiration, and guidance. This is a time to explore new depths, awareness, and be prepared for increasing sensitivity. Does that go along with any of what your question might be?
Yes, it does. I feel like I am going through a hard time, so yeah, I can see some of the connection. I'm very new to the totem philosophy, so
uh-huh.
I'm taking it all in.
Yeah. What would be anyway? I forget what I was going to say. I was just going to say, what was your most imperative like feeling of the question that you are going through?
Money and career, I think that's definitely most imperative.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I picked up. So I feel like you're at a crossroads with your career. Is that true?
I'm at a crossroads in my career, you think?
With your career, yes.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling like you want to change it, or you need to change it at this moment. Has there been 2 opportunities that's come up for you to do this?
To do my career or to change?
Yes, shift, change, add.
No. I like what I'm a filmmaker and a blogger. I like that. It's just I don't know if Los Angeles, I'm in Los Angeles. I don't know if this is the right place.
Go ahead.
So there are opportunities to transition to where I'm from, to the East Coast.
Well, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing there's going to be 2 opportunities. For you to change, shift, transition, whatever any of that means to you, that's what they're telling me. And the reason that you're kind of frustrated is because you're not getting out of your own way. You have to make the first step. You have to get out of your own way and to go and get this. They're saying you need to go get it. So that's what they're talking about in the opportunities coming up if they're not already there. So, but you have to put the initiative and the effort into it. And once you go do that, it's going to bring you to places that you need to be, is what I'm hearing. But you do have to initiate it. And as far as your finances go, that will also tie into that. So you will then, this new place that you're going to go, if you decide to go because it's your choice, then it will tie into the finances so that they become better. I'm hearing you'll be making more money in this.
Suzanne, office reading on time.
And so I'm sorry, that just blew my energy out. So anyway, I feel like that you will be doing more of what you want to do, like in a more satisfying level, if you take these moves, take the steps to make these moves.
Okay.
You understand what all that?
Yeah, I just think that I'm a Libra. It's challenging for me because I see the benefits of both places, but I just got back from New York, and I definitely felt my vibration was higher there where I'm from.
Well, I'm a Libra, too, and I know what you're talking about. So anyway, I do know what you're talking about. That's why they said you're in your own way. You're stuck. You're just in your own way. You just have to make the step to make that move, and everything will flow and happen for you. You need this change. You need this transition.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I've been feeling a lot.
Yep. Do it. I say do it.
The move.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in, and we love you calling in. I thank you, and I apologize. I'm talking so fast. I had like 16 emails to say. Slow it down.
it's my first time ever calling you guys. I didn't know. Jethro, do you give part of that reading too, or you just? I don't know how you guys do it. I was wondering.
Yes, I do. And I do the readings, and we take turns here on the radio with it. But I'm also feeling, I agree very much with Jan about your moose energy, and I feel that that's also what's happening. And it is a slower cycle. When you have a totem, like let's say the elk or the moose, or I've known people who've had the buffalo, which takes up to a year. The moose with you is taking that time, and it's going the cycle. It is going to be productive for you. This is a time of the year that's also really good for you. As a Libra, you're putting together what you want to do, and I see that financially going real well. You know, I'm excited what the angels are saying with you, because they said you put together some of your own development, and now it's going to be in there. And you asked if LA was ready for you. I think the question should be more, are you ready for LA? Because I think the two are working there, and something's going to be very positive for you financially. Don't you think in a year, Dina? I think so in a year.
Okay. Is it that you want to go to New York?
I'm living in LA. I'm thinking about going back to New York.
Because I see what Jethro's saying, but I'm feeling like she has to do a piece. I have to get a piece part in New York right now.
We'll see. There we go. Now you know why I take Thursdays off. I'm teasing you guys.
No, it's fine. Being the Libra that I am, I love to hear all sides. So.
And we love that.
And cool. This is the thing. In October, all of October is supposed to be very fast.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. All of October what, ma'am?
Supposed to be very challenging right now, this year.
Yes.
So once you come through October, things will become clearer. And see, I feel you should need to do this New York thing, and then eventually it might go back to L.A. like Jethro's seeing. We all see different facets, you know, of it, and different time frames, and that's why, it's kind of neat. But you do need to go up and do this piece.
New York, yep, I agree.
Okay, so, because that would be major, like me giving up my apartment and everything.
I feel like it's a really good move for you.
Okay.
For right now, at this point in time in your life, and it will keep going and keep growing, and it probably will, just like Jethro was saying, maybe end up back in L.A. at some point.
But what Jethro said was interesting.
You need to do these pieces to get to that point.
Okay. Because what Jethro said was interesting also, because I've always felt like this place wasn't ready for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that I'm a really fast New Yorker and it hasn't been ready for me, and it's a clash.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you all for the feedback. I appreciate it. It's giving me more clarity.
You're welcome.
looking forward to this. And definitely, you know, when we're out there again, when I went to Hollywood and was there at the American Confederation, I would like to grant you, we had a blast. We love, I agree with you. Some of California, they don't get the Eastern real high energy. They're like trying to do the hey, dude, that thing or something. I'm like, no way. You're going to wake up and smell the coffee. We're going to grab you and get you moving, you know? So thank you, and we're loving this here. We're on Psychics Gone Wild, and I have a couple of you deep in me. What I was saying is put in for those email readings and definitely get with one of us to have some fun. I had a couple of my other friends tonight tell me that, Jan, we have a lady who has a giraffe totem, and she wants to know what you've heard about it, and do you really think she sticks her neck in where she shouldn't? That's funny. She's been told some funny things about it, that she has a giraffe totem.
And did I tell her that she did, or someone else told her that she did?
I think I'm gathering from her that she said someone else, and she wants to hear what you feel about it.
Okay. The giraffe told them, keep your head up, have faith, trust your gut regarding the situation you're dealing with at the present. You'll have to reach a bit, but you will achieve your goal. Keep your eye on the possibilities that are on just the horizon. It's better to not act too hastily in this situation. Spend some social time with friends and family. Make a point to be a better listener and be clear in your communication on both professional and personal relationships. The giraffe is one of my favorite ones. I always post giraffes on my Facebook, and I just think they're really grand animals and really graceful and beautiful. It says, if you find yourself feeling stagnant and complacent and have lost sight of where you're going in life, you feel too involved with the material world and what's immediately in front of you at the expense of your spirituality and ability to see ahead. So make sure you keep involved in your spiritual path but keep your faith going and remember to trust your gut in everything that you're doing, like we all try to do. We're all trying to be trusting our gut in everything we do, you know. So, it looks like a really good totem.
We have like four calls from 949, so I'm going to give you a little more of the phone number. 949-266. You're on next. How are you, 949?
Hi. I'm doing good. Thank you. Well,
thank you for calling us.
I have a lot of stuff going on, but I wanted to find out, I'm just kind of a little bit stretched financially, and do you see anything coming my way? I did apply for a part-time job in the afternoon because I need something to fill my afternoons because I do have a job in the morning. I just need something in the afternoon. But financially, do you see things changing for me in a good way? Or
your name is Dina. We'll start out with you because I can feel the energy. Boy, Dina's right on it. First time.
What's your name?
Selena.
Selena?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I do feel like something is going to happen in for you. I feel like that it's going to happen very soon, too. It will happen in if you keep the positive attitude and the positive mind frame.
Okay.
Because I feel like you've got this good energy going on. And that you're really determined, you know what I mean? That's what I'm feeling. And because of that energy and that determination, you will have something that comes in that you might even enjoy or like, not just a job, you know what I mean? Not just like, okay, I got to go make the money, got to fill the time. I feel like
yesterday, huh? And so I was curious if I might maybe got that job.
What is it?
I applied for a job yesterday. I had an interview yesterday.
Yeah. Do you feel good about it? Do you like it? The job itself?
Yeah, it seems like it would be a true fit for me. It's definitely something I'm interested in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm hearing the job you're going to get is something you want, something you like. So, yes, a very good chance you're going to get it. If not that one, it's going to be a one you get that you really, really, you like that. It's not going to be just filling time like, oh, God, I guess I got to make, you know, whatever X amount of dollars. I'll go get anything.
Right.
It's not going to be that. It's going to be something you enjoy.
Yeah, I just feel a little bit overwhelmed right now because I'm financially strapped right now.
Yeah.
So I was curious if, you know, we'll see some changes soon in regards to that.
Well, what you need to do, what you need to do is take some deep breaths. Sit back, take it, and look.
Okay.
Stand on the outside like you're looking in. You know what I mean? And take some deep breaths and really just trust and believe and bring down this positive white light, because that's what they're telling me. You have this gumption, and they want to fill it for you. And as long as you keep that positive attitude, they're saying to me, we'll fill it for you. But you need to take some deep breaths, and you need to just believe that it's going to happen. Because the more you stress about it, the more you're going to push it away. You understand what
okay.
I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of like just an energy thing. So really clear that energy field, because they're telling me you can be very positive. So do that.
Yeah. I try to.
Yeah, and so keep that energy out there, and it's going to happen in a good way. That's what they keep saying,
yeah.
In a good way. But the money will, you'll be able to catch up, so don't worry about it. They're saying don't worry about the money. Things are going to happen for you, like money's going to be sent to you in some unusual ways, but also the job, you know what I mean? You'll be able to breathe. That's what they're saying. Breathe.
Oh, great. Yeah, breathe. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dan, what are you feeling here?
I got several of them, and I can't identify the first one. Otherwise, that would be, it's a smaller animal, but I don't know what it is. But the parrot flew in, and I'm sorry about the other one. Please call back if you want to next week, and I can tell you what the other one is, because that
okay.
was the first one I got. It's very much in there, but the parrot also flew in. So the parrot's with you too, and be discerning about when to speak and when to stay silent. That's what the parrot is reminding you to do. It's a good time to study the power and effects of light and color, and be alert to any new ideas that pop into your head, as these may give you some ideas for new growth or a new direction for yourself. It's time to revisit and renew something you've always dreamed of doing. Now is the perfect time to act on that. If you want to invoke the powers of the sun of any kind of healing ceremony, you've been too agreeable and easy and want to be more discerning and careful about what you agree to. So that you might be think about that a little bit. And I hope that helps in any way.
Okay.
We're having energy here a little bit today that's going through. Can you feel the energy as you're talking? Your guides are talking back really strong, which is why we're having this phone thing. I've had people say, well, it's like he's gone wild. Your phones are always wild. No, it's the energy. Can you hear it?
Yes.
I could tell. I was like, whoa.
Yes.
So I want to thank you for calling in and give us a chance. Definitely follow us. Hit the right hit side there if you haven't followed us before. Or go on psychicsgonewild.com. Tell us you were here. We are picking some names here. We will be picking a bracelet here this hour. So put in there and you can win a bracelet by Ladies Arango in New York bracelet. A lot of you have already started letting me know that you've got some of the jewelry. She's a phenomenal jewelry maker from Brazil. So definitely put in there, and you'll be winning one. We have a lot of fun stuff to do. We have another 949. We have a bunch of 949s today. And 949713, you're on next. How are you?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. I had almost the exact same question as the gal before me. I did go on a job interview yesterday, and I just wanted to know if it looked positive or I have another couple possibilities. I'm just not sure what's ahead.
What's your name?
My name is Exodus.
Exodus, nice. I'm feeling like it's going to be another couple of weeks. I hear 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks before you get a job is what I'm hearing, or that job that you want, to apply for, whatever. That's what I'm hearing, 2 to 3 weeks. So the one you went on, I'm not quite so sure. I think you need to go on a few more, interviews or books or whatever, because I think the one for you is still out there, but it's right there. You know what I mean? That's what I'm feeling. So I'm feeling like by November or sometime in the beginning of November, that's when you'll have the job that you kind of want, is what I'm feeling. But
okay.
I also feel like you're not sure. I'm feeling this unsureness around you. Is that true?
Well, yeah, in regards to the job interview I went on yesterday, there's actually another possibility that might be better for me. Just kind of waiting to hear back from the gal that I was talking to.
In regards to the second position. Yeah, that's what I'm feeling like. It's not that one. It's another thing. And so, yeah, I think it will fall into place the way you want it to or the way it needs to. And you kind of just have to trust that and go with that. But you will, whether it's this one or that one, you will have a job, but it will be the one for you.
Okay.
Jan?
Yeah, I saw the rabbit come in. And the rabbit said to, this is a very creative time for you, so it's important to quickly take advantage of any opportunity that comes your way unexpectedly. I didn't hear what Dina said, so I don't know if that goes along with it. I know when she was talking about what was going on with your jobs. And it says, rather than steady, step-by-step progress, you'll see it happen in leaps and bounds. You're going to find yourself going through a period of quiet and stillness followed by a burst of intense activity. And then it says, express your love freely and readily to those you're closest to. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I'm hoping that happens. I'm hoping
for that job.
That'll, make me happy and provide for my family.
Yeah, it does run into what I said, Jan, because it's going to have to just wait this one out for 2 or 3 weeks, and then it will be like that. All of a sudden, boom, is the job, you know.
Oh, right on. So that's excellent. I'm glad that we both got that for you.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for calling in, and we are having one of those days again. The energy is just really there. Can I ask you, 949, where are you at? 949 is Virginia?
No, we're in Southern California.
Rockin', we've got like all these Southern California people. This is cool. Here I was teasing about L.A., now you guys are going to beat me up. Oh, no. I was turning it in. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. We are wild, and that's the reason we are wild, is because we do tease. We do dare to go to where other people don't. We have new family members coming in, those of you. The biggest thing is everyone's asking to have the weekends open. So we have people who are interviewing, who've done the hosting before, and they will be coming on with special guests and working out the weekends. We have also, because you guys' request, we've hired an angel reader. She is talking with me. We're working on it. It looks like pretty much, if everything goes well, she should be on the air before you know it. So check back on psychicsgoneall.com. That's how you can always find out what's on the show. I know we're Blog Talk. I know we're A1R. I know we're Spirit Radio. I know. What I know is that you guys are going to love if you just go to psychicsgoneall.com. My relationship helps put that on there, and she keeps track of all of the shows. So she's always like, it's 3 o'clock, but Dan and Dina, it's, 9 o'clock. So check psychicsgoneall.com. And remember, you can always look in the archives or listen in the archives for the shows that you missed. We love you. Definitely give us a chance on those email readings. We have time for one more person. We're going to pull out of the hat, out of all of the ones. We're going to pick a Skype caller. How are you?
Hello?
Hello. Yes, you did. You won out of them. You didn't know it would be your Skype, did you?
Hi. This is Marissa. I'd just like to know when you see my social life, love life picking up.
Huh. Well, I feel like, are you not getting out there?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. So it will pick up when you decide to just really get out there and be in life and be in the world. And I feel like you have to work on yourself, yourself first, so that you get more comfortable with that. Because I'm feeling like that's where you have a hard time. And so if you start getting out there more like, just say, groups or whatever you're comfortable with, a class, groups, I don't know, church, whatever you're comfortable with, And then at once you get dip your toe and you start to do that and more of it, I think you'll like it. And then you're going to put out this energy that you're ready and it will come to you. But I feel like it's going to be at least 3 to 4 more months, at least, before something really comes to you that you really want or like, is what I'm hearing. Does any of this make sense to you?
I guess. It's just like holiday time, so
Well, yeah, it's the best time to get out there. There's all kinds of events going on. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I have a couple of things to go to, you know, a couple of things.
Uh-huh.
So I'm at least trying.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, do it. When you do it like you're going to go out and enjoy it. You know, don't do it like it's a chore. Just get out there like, oh, boy, I can't wait to get out there and be with people. And just change your energy around a little, because that's when it's really going to happen. Yeah, don't do it like it's a chore, because then it will be a chore. So, yeah, and holidays is perfect, because I'm telling you, there's everything going on, and everybody is, you know, out there doing their thing, and, yeah, because that's the time to do it.
So you're saying, like, I'll be spending the holidays alone?
I said it's going to take up to 3 or 4 months, so I'm not sure if you will be, but it depends on you, how quickly you want to grow and how quickly you want to get out there and be ready. That's what it depends on, boils down to.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's you needing to get out of your own way, so to speak, and just do it. And when you're ready to do it, that's when it will come in quicker. Now, if you're not ready and you're still just sitting there and saying you're not ready, then it's going to take longer, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're showing me. The quicker you're ready, the quicker it will come in.
Yeah, it's like having reliable friends. It's basically that, unless I go out myself.
Oh, I go out myself all the time. I'm like, yeah, all right,
yeah.
What do I want to do tonight? Because I'm thinking, what do I want to do? I'm just going to get out there and be in the world. I go out all day,
yeah,
and all night.
That's the problem, you know. My friends are just not reliable, so I'll be going places myself. That's the main thing. And who likes going out by themselves?
It's not a problem, really. It can be quite enjoyable. That's what I mean. You need to change your perceptions around, because it can be quite enjoyable to get out there. You know, go to a bookstore, sit there and read books or whatever. You know, there's usually a coffee shop in a bookstore. And you'll go to a movie or anything, church by yourself. You can do all these things by yourself. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
I got the deer for you, Melissa, and it says, more than ever, you need to trust your gut instinct, and if you've been involved in any negative circumstances, you'll be needing or wanting to seek out safe, nurturing situations with people when you are with people. But it says that you're poised for an enticing adventure, so one that will take you down many different paths and lead you to many different important insights. Be gentle with yourself and others. So it looks like that you are ready to do what Dina's saying, to get out when you feel that you're ready to, and to trust yourself a little bit more, and nurture yourself, and know that you're going to be okay when you get out there, even if you're not with other people. You know, just to get out and do things. It says you need to help find inspiration and resources. Huh? What's that?
I think that, unfortunately, I think Jan got it. We're down to the last few seconds of the show. We want to thank you, Marissa, for calling in. And we're going into the fact they said 60 seconds. Jan, we love you. Dina, you know we love you. We all been loved. Now, I want you guys to remember to tune in on 11 p.m. show. We'll be doing special. We're going to have one next week on 11 p.m. will be me and Dina Flanagan discussing Halloween and some of the reasons for it. Are you a Halloween fan or an All Saints Day? Take choice there. Those of us who know about the saints, we will be talking about what those archangels do, getting ready for that arch reader and that angel reader that we're going to have here on Saturdays. This is a new sister to the family, so I want you guys to welcome her. She let me know she has done a few little 30-minute shows, but this will be her first real hour show. So get ready for some angel work here on Psychics Gone Wild. Dean, anything you want to tell anybody before they throw us out that door?
Well, it's supposed to be a tough month. Everybody just take some breaths and stick it out and, you know, try to bring that positive love and light in, and you'll weather through it and try to keep a positive
attitude. Jan?
And happy Halloween, everybody. And remember that it's just going to be fun, too, having Halloween, and the veil is thinner and the spirits are coming for dinner. So enjoy yourself. Enjoy your week.
Blessings, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow, Friday night, me and Patty Negri. Oh, actually, Van Duren, Figueroa.